This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Disturbance to a minimum as we discuss what's going on around the world. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang, Rich McFadden controls our studio in Washington with Ken Kessler. So I think we've decided Jennifer will be back tomorrow. I see some Queen of Cheap deals here. Does that mean Roberta's lurking somewhere?
She's still in New Orleans.
Proximity? No, so, but she's feeling disconnected from us, Richie, so she
decided. Of course, she found some deals she just could not miss.
Go to the Queen of Cheap box if you want to see the cumulative number of deals that we have for you as a public service at DougSteffen.com. But there are new deals today from Amazon, from Staples, so the good deals continue. And at Pottery Barn, you can get a discount, 30%, if you know the right people. There you go. It's all about knowing the right people, Richie.
Good stuff at Pottery Barn.
All right. Well, that's the end of the good stuff for a few minutes, because the beheading of this American, second one in 2 weeks, has pretty much everybody abuzz. And I don't know what to say about this that hasn't been said. Is there a need for us to go down this road? We know who these people are. We know what they're doing. The president says that we will develop a coalition to degrade and destroy the Islamic militants. Well, which Islamic militants are we going to destroy? We're going to destroy ISIS, Al-Qaeda. We were going to try to get rid of them. We didn't get rid of them. We're going to now get rid of ISIS. There's Al-Shabaab. And then there are all these splinter groups that are developing within, whether it's Al-Shabaab, it's basically in Africa, Somali. Those are the Somali pirate guys. They're all Muslims. ISIS.
Here's the big dilemma.
The black hooded, the jackbooted black hooded thugs. And then there's Al-Qaeda, which now seems to, okay, people say, well, we've gotten rid of them. No, we haven't really. But go ahead, Richie. You were saying.
If he cannot build a coalition that does not include the Middle East and the Muslim countries, it's, what do you do?
Well, the cynics say, well, he's a Muslim. He ought to be able to get them together.
You have to fight this from within. Mm-hmm. And if you do not, and you have to fight this with PR and education and force. Yeah. And you have to take it to it. And you have to show them, okay, you want it, we'll bring it. But you also have to be able to attack from all sides. And without the people's help that live in those countries where we're going, you're not going to get anywhere.
There are a lot of people who would say today that there are good signs. The last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of Muslims who have been in this country anyway, who decry what's going on over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but is that
here
enough?
In the D.C. area, there are several organizations that have come out and absolutely are horrified by what is happening.
Yeah.
And they're speaking out. And that's a great thing. Yeah. You know, now let's see if we can get this to happen in Syria and in Iraq.
All right. Yeah. So let's, is the factor here, Foley was Catholic, right? James Foley, who was beheaded a couple of weeks ago, was Catholic, I believe. Sadloff was Jewish. Matter of fact, he was an Israeli citizen. In addition to being an American citizen, you can hold, you know, a lot of countries let you hold. America doesn't. But if you're already a citizen of another country and you almost sort of pay your way, they say, to the president, no, that's not how we do it. Well, it is how they do it.
And the other thing that is just kind of running through my mind here is how bad do you really want to be a reporter in these countries?
Why do you want to go over there?
I get the whole embedded reporter in the military thing. I understand the value of your mission, But at some point, man, I don't know. And then, you know, doctors in Ebola-stricken Africa.
Yeah, and, why would you do that?
And, you know, we see this all the time where people who the North Korean captives, American captives.
Well, they're just stupid tourists. That's stupidity connected to that.
But there's a fine line between a mission with purpose and stupidity.
Yeah.
And
well, why do we need to know? What did we actually learn from these people who were over there that we didn't know? And was it necessary? There are a lot of people who said this fellow reported very sensitively as to the plight of the people over there. Those are all stories that need to be told. But at what cost? And is it worth it under the circumstances? And the answer is no, it isn't. We didn't need to know. It was nice to know about some of the things that are the softer side of these areas where the people were going through all of these struggles. But at some point, you're right. You have to have some common sense. And then these people say, the ISIS people say, this is a second message to America. Stop the airstrikes. And of course,
I don't think your plan worked there, brother.
No,
you're about to get rained on.
Yeah. I think the video of Sadloff says that he paid the price for U.S. military intervention over there. So
right, he was reading a scripted.
Yeah, of course he was.
Right.
If you don't go there, you don't give them this opportunity. That's not easy. There's some British that are over there too. The British have been slow to get on board here, but now the hubbub in Britain today is the pictures that are floating around of a British journalist, a British citizen, and if they follow through. Now, see, the Brits haven't been involved in this at all. They haven't been.
Well, they have 500 of their citizens who have gone over to fight with ISIS, so they've got a whole lot of stake in this game.
Well, but the stake, why if there are
500 people with British passports that could come back?
Yeah. They'd come over there. But why then would ISIS be beheading a British citizen? What's in it for them under that circumstance?
Well, because they don't want the British to get involved either. That's their whole tactic. It's bullying. It's, you know, hey, listen, if you work with the Americans and if you bomb us, we're going to get all of your people, round them up, and this is what's going to happen to them.
888-302-3684. If you were the president, what would you do? Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Fabulous connections here. We'll get to some of your comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day as we move ahead. Speaking of fabulous, starting the day with a fabulous cup of coffee. A lot of people drink coffee at all times during the day. Meredith's sitting right here in front of me drinking her BuzzBox coffee. She's got it. Her daughter's got it. People in her family have it. You can get it. You can share it with your family. That's how this is working best because the taste, the smell, the aroma is so good that people start actually talking about it. It becomes a conversation point. Like, okay, where are you going to? There's a sale today at Macy's on sheets. That's something a lot of people talk about. Right? And in the conversation about coffee, what about coffee? I'm drinking this horrible coffee from Cumberland Farms, or the same old stuff, this dreck that comes from these various big companies. And the reason that it doesn't taste as good as it used to, as you remember it tasting, is because it really isn't. A lot of these big companies have changed the way they changed their focus in order to keep the coffee cost down. BuzzBox not concerned about that. If you're looking for cheap coffee, I'm done with you. I mean, there's no point in me having this conversation because this is not cheap stuff. It isn't. It's expensive, but it's good. And that's the bottom line. You want something that's good? This is actually good for you. If you drink the regular coffee that you get at the convenience store, it's full of all kinds of chemicals because it comes from the part of the world where coffee that's grown comes from soils that are acidic and they're kind of ruined. I mean, this stuff that's in BuzzBox comes from an area where this Arabica coffee is grown, and it's pluperfect coffee. It's the best coffee. So you want the best stuff or you want the cheapest stuff? You want the cheapest stuff? Go somewhere.
Did you just say Blue Perfect?
I did.
Okay, then.
You like that word?
You know, it fits.
Blue Perfect. It does. Matter of fact, yes. The word of the day is pluperfect. And connect that to BuzzBox and you're all set. 866-456-7805. You know, I will tell you, I had an email from a guy that I do business with. You know, we have various products that we talk about here on the air, and that's how we keep the program going, is because I get advertiser support. And so the BuzzBox people are always talking about how it is that I do these. They have four or five morning programs that are using BuzzBox, some of them local, some of them national, around the country, and they all follow a script. Well, the people that I do business with know better. They give me a lot of stuff to talk about, but that's probably where it stops. So one of the fellows, Richie, that is connected with Heart Factors Plus, wanted me to send him an audio of whatever it was that we did on Monday. I don't remember what I did on Monday. And he sends me these scripts all the time. Okay, here's the latest script for this product, that product. And then, for whatever the reason, he's a good kid. He represents the company. And I sent him back an email. I said, I don't know what I said. He said, well, the calls were great on Monday, or more calls than usual. So what'd you do? I said, I don't know. He said, what do you mean? I said, I don't know what I did. I just, what was in the script? I said, I don't know.
Well, you didn't use the word pluperfect, so we'll see what kind of effect that has.
Well, but the point is that I'm just telling you a story about this stuff, one way or another. And Richie jumps on me half the time because when I tell the stories, instead of it going 60 or 90 seconds, he goes, 2 minutes. Sometimes he goes, 2 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah, I go on and on and on. But it's because I'm enthused. I get paid for this stuff, but I think there are good stories to tell here. And might as well, I'd much rather talk about BuzzBox Coffee than the guy who got beheaded. What would you rather listen to?
Sure.
Me talk about how good BuzzBox Coffee is for you, or the guy who got beheaded?
Yeah. Comes from the Latin plus quam perfectum,
really,
meaning more than perfect.
Yeah, there it is. It's more than perfect. It's pluperfect. It's BuzzBox Coffee. And you can get it at 866-456-7805, or go to DougSteffen.com, look for the big orange box, click on it, and you'll learn how to get your first pound of BuzzBox coffee free. And I used to think that people were kidding me about how it smelled. I went to the mailbox the other day. Meredith has everything, because she's living with me now, so the stuff gets sent here. And I opened up the mailbox, and I found out what people are talking about. What a wonderful aroma. BuzzBox coffee at DougSteffen.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta. Morn and win.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time for our one-hit wonder contest.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck.
Breaker 1, baby.
Copy on me, big man, come
Breaker
on.
Breaker 1.
Oh, yeah, 10
Everybody's got this already.
For sure, by golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, it's
come
a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah,
big
we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
I'm in the rocking chair.
Remember that?
All right.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling love.
How those Kenworths?
Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling
hoes.
We was heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shakedown. I says, Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
There's something about his voice and then these singers that didn't quite make it.
Good James. It was so hokey.
It was hokey, but it was good.
It was fake.
It was a big, big tune. They can call this a tune.
A song is a record.
Off them hogs.
Yeah.
10-4, about 5 miles.
Out of the hogs.
Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
Pigs are... How close was this to Smokey and the Bandit? 85 trucks and all.
In terms of time, 1976. First Smokey and the Bandit was 74. I think this was an outside.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit was 77.
Was it?
Bear was a 77 Trans Am.
No
trucks.
Oh,
the dub.
No, I'm good. I should have known.
Well, this brought in the whole. This brought in the whole passion for CB radios.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit, 1977.
Okay.
I was thinking it was the other way around. So this started it off.
Yep.
One hit wonder time on Good Day.
10-9 on that thing.
888-302-3684. Who is it that is doing this? What artist are we listening to?
Well, you'll be shocked to know that this guy didn't have any more hits.
Right. And you'll also be shocked that he didn't use his real name. His real name is William Dale Fries Jr. He wrote the lyrics. Chip Davis, who later formed Mannheim Steamroller, wrote the music for this.
Cars, tanks.
In 1978, a movie was released that was based on this. It's not a record.
We went for broke.
Chris Christopherson, remember Ally McGraw? Ernest Borgnine was in it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A couple of minor follow-ups. Black Bear Road, Wolf Creek Pass, nothing became or even got close to the chart-topping reality of Convoy.
So you're telling me this got the number one?
Well, yes, I'm in the big
time. This got the number one in four countries.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no, this was big stuff. 1976, the year. By the prizes, a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it. If you can tell us and haven't been involved before, we won't, obviously, if you won before, you won't participate in this. We won't put you on the air. But we're looking for the name of the person who did Convoy. Crack it up.
What this song would be now, nowadays.
Could you even do something like this?
We're bringing illegals over the border and the big old convoy tonight. Coming through the Mexican border.
All right. We're hauling the oil down from Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so anyway, but people don't speak like this anymore. People don't even use those CDs.
Yeah, sure they do.
Do they?
Truckers do.
Well, I would have thought they would use something a little more technically advanced.
No, they still use
radio.
Yep.
Really?
It's still the community. It's free. Yeah.
All right, let's see if Chuck can figure this out. Chuck's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Hi, Chuck, and welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hello. Have we ever spoken before?
No.
Wow, isn't it nice that we have this opportunity? So let's begin our relationship by you telling us who it is that's doing Convoy.
C.W. McCall,
real name William Dale Fries. How'd you remember that? Was it like instant when you heard Convoy, you knew it was him?
Yeah, it was flashback to days in school, bus driver. Every time it would come on, he'd crank it up to a point where it all goes down.
That's great.
That's a good way to remember it. Good. Congratulations. You get the prize, Chuck.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for some pet guardians, a half-hour trip in the car with a dog or cat can seem longer than a transatlantic crossing. The nervous dog or cat drools, whines, cries, jumps from backseat to front seat, and finally regurgitates his breakfast all over your new car. It's a horrible experience for everyone involved. There is, however, a simple solution. Early, gradual exposure. In order to see and know the world the outside of the house, your dog should be put in the car on a regular basis without going anywhere. Just sit in the driveway. Let him get comfortable in the car with his favorite toy, and when you do start taking rides with him, don't always just go to the vet or the groomer. How would you feel if every time he got in the car, it was for a haircut or a shot? Bring him to grandma's house. Bring him to a neighbor. Bring him to a park. Bring him to a beach. Make sure that his outings in the car turn out to be positive when the end result. That's what's going to make the difference. If the dog feels comfortable in the car, and if you're a good driver, you should be able to go on a lot of outings together, and after all, that's going to solve a lot of behavioral problems for your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Here to bring some sort of order to the chaos of the world, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler of the Boys Club. Girls will be back starting tomorrow, I think, with Jennifer. Meanwhile, the world, if it were run by women, would not be facing the problems that it is facing. I have said that more times than I can count.
No, but we have a whole new boat full of problems.
What would be the problem?
Yeah.
Come on, you stuck your foot in it already.
No, hey, listen.
No, you said we'd have a whole different set of problems. What would those problems be, please?
You know what?
By the way, you had a wonderful post on your Facebook page with you and your wife and her new job. That was very sweet last night.
Oh, yeah, you saw that? Yeah. I'm very excited for her. My wife, this is how I get out of this. My wife started a new job yesterday.
I gave it to you. I just gave you that on a silver platter, pal. Go ahead.
But you know what the cool thing about her job is? You know, I am a big, huge believer in doing what you love and finding an interest and then finding a way to make money in that. She's been very involved in our kids' elementary education ever since they both started kindergarten. And being so connected to our school, a position opened up for a parent liaison to the Latin community. Basically, parents of kids who don't speak English who need help translating. And she works with them now. And it's a great thing in that, you know, lower-income parents that need help, backpacks and lunches and blah, 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 and all that stuff. But also, her mission and her interest here is to help get them more involved in their kids' education and in the schools, because the school needs a lot of help. I mean, there's a big, big, big PTA interest in the school, and we could use their help. So she's trying to get them to kind of take a role.
Kenny, I did a nice job giving him a softball so that he could get out of the hole.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Not even going there, dude.
The home. That's why I saved you with that story, because you didn't want to go.
We would. Hey,
I started this by saying the world would be a better place if women were running it. Look at the problems today. You think that if women were in charge of ISIS, they would be beheading other women? That's a place to start. Would there be an ISIS? Would there even be an Al-Qaeda? No. Would there be any?
Would there even be an ISIS?
Yeah, right, exactly, if women were in charge. Would the Russians be trying to get into Ukraine if women were in charge? Would you think that there are... See, there's a point at which some of this has diminishing returns, this analogy. I wonder about the hackers. Home Depot investigating a hack possibly exposed its customer payment information. Company said it was working with banks and law enforcement to look into this unusual activity. I was at Home Depot yesterday, as a matter of fact. I paid with my credit card. I wonder if I've been hacked. Cybersecurity expert reports that a massive new batch of stolen credit and debit cards went for sale on the black market on Tuesday, and these were all Home Depot customers. So it may be that your credit and debit card has been compromised. You change your password to get into your account, as Richie's going to tell you to do. Maybe that fixes it. The target breach affected, what, 40, 50 million debit and credit cards?
They're saying that the hackers could have been into the Home Depot system even longer, because the target hack was 3 weeks long.
Yeah.
They think that these Home Depot hackers may have been in this system since, like, May.
Great. So,
which pretty much, which one of us has not been to Home Depot between May and now?
Not me. I've been.
I can't imagine that there's a single person that that we're all hanging out with this morning that has not been to Home Depot since May.
Or Lowe's. Same. I don't like Lowe's, frankly. I don't. It sounds awful. I'll tell you. I think I said this on the air before. I don't like Lowe's because when you walk through the door, the signs in Spanish are bigger than the signs in English. I don't like it.
I choose Home Depot because when you look for a specific nut and bolt, you might. Right, even though so Lowe's is wider and brighter.
Yeah.
And
all right. No, but the problem with Home Depot and Lowe's is it's the whole thing of diminishing returns. How many people are there, and how do they get the? I was extraordinarily frustrated last night because I was looking for a milk pump for the pasteurized milk tank.
Oh, they don't sell milk pumps at Home Depot?
Well, but you can use a regular little liquid pump. All we have to do is just keep it clean like we do all the other utensils. And you don't have to have a special one for milk. So anyway, they were bottling milk using a funnel and a pitcher. So I said, wait a minute, something wrong with this pitcher. And it was about, I don't know, 7:30, quarter of 8 last night when I'm watching them do this. And I thought, this is silly. I'm going to go to Home Depot and see if I can find a pump. So I went over, and I walked up and down the aisles, and I was frustrated, and I was annoyed, and I couldn't find anybody. So I was actually on my way out, and this older gentleman was stocking shelves, and I looked at him, and I said, you know anything about pumps? And he said, no, but I can help you. That's all I wanted to hear. Mm. He and I spent the next half hour, neither of us actually knew where it was, but he was good enough, he just started there. And he was good enough. He was a retired, retired teacher or something, and he's working now.
A lot of those guys are, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's cool.
Right.
So anyway, he takes me to the place in the store where the pump is, and we go through and find the hoses and the clamps and the adapters and all the things that I needed. And it was an effort for him, and it was an effort for me, but we enjoyed each other's company. And at the end, I said, you know, he said, I'm not really supposed to even be doing this. I'm in the stock and fulfillment department. He said, but everybody, there's so few people working in here. I feel their frustration. So nobody tells me not to do this. So that's what I do. And I shook his hand. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate the help. And I did. Now, what kind of a world do we live in where you actually have, it's like sweating, and if I could have gone to the local Ace Hardware store, Robinson's, I would have gotten the same stuff, but it was out of my way, and it was, at the time, I think they closed at 8, and that was about what it was when I was there. So, you know, they would have lost the sale. I spent It's like everything else. Meredith and I went into Target the night before last at 10 o'clock looking for peanut butter. And by the time we were done, we spent $180. How much did we spend? 100 and something, whatever it was. And that's what they count on.
Butter.
Yeah, very expensive peanut butter.
Why were you jonesing for peanut butter so badly at 10 o'clock at night?
Because we were hungry, we hadn't had dinner, and all we wanted to do was fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That is hysterical. Man, you guys live large, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Big.
So,
big
hey, guy. Back to this.
Meredith's about a whole new way of living.
I'm sure, yeah. She's the uptown girl now.
Uptown, right.
Exactly. Back to this hack. When are we going to start fighting this on the front side? We talked months and months ago about how the American banks cannot, will not switch our credit cards over from the magnetic stripe to the chip and pin
and they
method
won't do
that they use around the rest of the world.
Why?
Because you would have to change every bank card reader, every ATM, every cash register in the whole country. And it's a massive, expensive undertaking. And the banks are fighting with the retailers as to who's responsible for paying for the change, and nobody can agree. So, therefore, we get our identity stolen, like, bam, and they're having to pay for it on the back end. So, when do we switch over to the chip and pin thing? And when do we have, I mean, we have the brains to do this. We have the computer know how to do this. When do we switch to a credit card that changes its account number every week, every day, every month, every whatever it is? You know, There's no way you can convince me that I could not have a credit card that updates and changes its account number every so often. Why don't we just do that? That would kill all of this hacker stuff. Okay, a guy stole a list of a million credit card numbers. Boom. They all changed in 24 hours. Now what?
Mm-hmm. Next.
Am I the only genius in the room?
You are, Rich.
I'm not.
Okay, yeah. You're the only genius. Okay, you want to, shall we still, this is like Chicken Man. We revived Chicken Man. Were you not here? When did we do Chicken Man? Was that Monday? Did we do that on Monday?
Yeah, luckily I was not here for Chicken Man.
No, you weren't here for Chicken Man.
No.
Okay. So this brings me back around to the most fearless crime fighter the world has ever known.
Dudley Stephen?
Well, that's also known as
right.
Chicken Man, he's everywhere.
Right, yeah.
So how do we approach, just to go back a little bit, this is when I thought of Chicken Man because he strikes fear into the hearts of criminals everywhere. The fear-based thinking, it didn't take long. Last week, the ISIS guys took over that airport in the Syrian-Libyan border, and they got a bunch of commercial planes. And the first thing that people started to say was, well, September 11th's coming. And now the general news media is getting onto intelligence reports that these stolen jetliners have been, shall we say, fitted, is that the right word, with, at least that's what people are being warned about. The jets could be used in terrorist attacks across North Africa. This is Libya now. The ISIS got this airport in Syria. I think there were some commercial planes there. And so now here we have September 11th coming up next week. And what are they going to do to mark the anniversary? This is such simplistic thinking. Now, the ISIS guy said that they wanted to do something. And some of the CIA boys have said, yep, they're trying to make their mark. They want to be bigger, tougher, stronger than Al-Qaeda. But what would be worse than doing it on September 11th, the day that everybody's thinking about Al-Qaeda? That doesn't seem to me to, not to, I mean, I think these people think this stuff through a little bit. And the planes that they captured, they couldn't get over here with them anyway.
Right, no, they're thinking that these attacks would probably take place in northern Africa somewhere.
Yeah, right. But still, thinking about it, I mean, they can get into Europe, they can get into Spain, but who'd bother to attack Spain? Italy? No, not really. It just is another way of fear-mongering. That's all it is, frankly. It's just more fear. And then Meredith and I look at each other because we're flying from Boston to L.A. on September 11th. Oh, really?
But good for you.
We're not taking the morning flight, though. That's we're taking the afternoon flight. At any rate, who flies to L.A.? Honestly, when I made the reservation, I never even thought about it. Didn't even think about the fact that it was September 11th.
I'd be curious to know whether there are actually less people flying on September 11th than any other day of the year.
Oh, I don't know. I can't answer that one, but I can tell you what's going on in the world of television. That is what's coming up next here on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company is about to manage it responsibly.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got Big Ten for $1, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got Big Pens for $1, a compass for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply to stores. Staples.com for details.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
Just as an aside, a quick aside before we get to the television report, Michael Sam is on a flight this morning on American Airlines from St. Louis to Dallas because he's going to be examined by them. What does that mean? What does it mean being examined? What does he have to do in order to get on that squad?
He has to go through some physical exams. He has to go through some tests. They're going to watch him run, jump, blah, blah,
blah.
But
is this the job you were talking about yesterday, the practice squad?
No, he's actually trying out for the team.
Ah, he would. Okay. Well, good luck to him. Meanwhile, on the television front, CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Has a reality series on TBS called The Good Life.
Okay.
Apparently it wasn't good enough because it's been canceled.
I was about to say, who cares?
I would exactly agree with you. It is absolutely, and we were going through this, looking at some things the other night. Meredith and I were looking at some stuff on television, and she was fascinated by one of the how-to shows. But they're so repetitive, and they're dull. After the first 5 or 6 minutes, you're done. They keep repeating the same thing throughout the course of the whole show. It was about the ships that were built by Caligula. After 4 or 5 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Right, it was interesting, and then that was it. So there's so many of these shows on. What did you say, Kenny?
Well, with the CeeLo Green show, did you see why it was canceled?
No.
Network Insider said the show was canceled because of poor ratings. However,
well, he made some comments about rape on Twitter over the weekend and said that if the woman is unconscious, it's not rape.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
Thank you, Ecstasy.
That pretty much ends your career.
Now, that was something he got involved in anyway. Well, didn't he have that problem a couple of years ago?
Yeah. He just went through a court case last week.
Yeah. Okay, see you later, CeeLo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Adam Levine stepping behind the camera He's from Maroon 5, right?
Yep.
And obviously on The Voice. Developing a comedy inspired by his own childhood. What was the one about Chris? What was that about his childhood? Chris Pine or Chris? Who was the black comedian that had a television
Chris
show?
Rock. Oh,
Chris Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Is that the same kind of thing, Kenny, you think?
Similar, yeah. I'm sure it was.
Kids in America, it's called. Given a script commitment following a teenager at the center of an unconventional family. 51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Here we go into another special moment on the Good Day program featuring Warren Eckstein.
See that, Warren? He calls you special.
He is special. As far as I'm concerned, he's a great human being, has a great radio program called The Pet Show, has a great line of medicinal vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses for both cats and dogs.
I give them to the pugs every day.
Yep. I used to give them to Charlotte, but I ran out. Gee. I don't know about that. Yeah, maybe Charlotte's showing signs of age. If she was taking Hugs and Kisses, she wouldn't show as many signs of age, Warren, remember? That's the way to get it. By the way, last week I was talking with you about her having, I don't know that I called it a TIA. I think that I had told you that she had an event and lost her balance. She has an inner ear sort of infection or malfunction.
Yeah, you kind of thought it might have been a seizure or something?
Well, she's been examined two or three times by two or three different people, and they all said the same thing, including our pal Carlson in Los Angeles, that whatever she has, he looked at all the data from the research, said this is something that will go, and it has. It's really started, he said, give it a week or two, and she'll be back to what she was like before. She still has a hard time once in a while standing up. She loses her balance a little bit. Her head's crocked a little bit to the left. But I've been taking her in swimming the last couple of nights. And I tell you, that's great exercise for any dog. This is the way to keep your dog's back end, and this is where they have the most compromise, no matter what size the dog is. Keep it strong, right? Isn't that what you really want to do? Keep those hips and those legs strong?
It's so interesting that you said that, because I have some very close friends, and I've been talking about this for years, the concept of hydrotherapy for pets. It's absolutely amazing. I have a friend now with a German Shepherd, has bad hips, twice a week, the dog goes to hydrotherapy. Actually, in this hydrotherapy, they have a treadmill at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
And the dog is doing absolutely phenomenal and looks so forward to going there, it actually puts a whole new spirit on his face.
Well, Charlotte doesn't look forward to it. What she just did.
She's a bulldog. Okay. They usually sneak right to the bottom.
Yeah, well, she would. I have a life preserver on her, and that's how I keep her. I put the life preserver on her, and then she goes around, and because of whatever was going on, her tendency is to walk to the left in a circular fashion. But when she first had the accident, she was walking to the right, so she's changed her direction at least.
You know,
and now I've got her to do it in both directions in the pool.
I got to get you to get pictures of this. The blind bulldog with the life preserver in the pool has got to be something.
All right, so Meredith will take some pictures of it. I go in tonight. We have, we have pictures of her online with Mandy.
Is she peeing in the pool?
No, she's not.
Okay.
No, that was left there. That's me.
That's you. I know. I know you shower in the pool.
Yeah. I take my soap in.
Right. Remind me not to go swimming with you.
Hey, you're invited anytime, Warren. Come visit the farm. Help yourself. And now, let's talk about this a little bit more, because you've written a blog on the advantages of pet aerobics. And this is something that is very big. What are you talking about?
Just picturing Richard Simmons and a bunch of dogs.
Well, you know, you laugh about that, but the first book I ever wrote was actually called Pet Aerobics. I wrote it in the 70s. Richard Simmons came on my show because he was a big fan of what I was doing. They actually called me, in People magazine, they called me the Jane Fonda of the pet world. I'm not too thrilled about that being a veteran.
Jane Fonda.
But besides that, anyway, the bottom line is the biggest problem that I see and veterinarians see right now is obesity in pets. And exercise is not only from a physical standpoint, but psychologically, a well-exercised dog or a well-exercised cat, for that matter, is going to be much, much better behaved. It makes them feel good about themselves, that their body feels good, and their behavior changes.
Bulldog I've ever seen, and Carlson says this, and so do other vets, they're all overweight, they're fat, and they're slobby.
And who's Charlotte fault, but who's fault is that?
But the owners, of course. Exactly. Well, that's it. Exactly. You know, let them get like that.
Hey, listen, one of the realizations we've had with this experience with our two pugs versus our experience with our one dog before and previous things is that these two dogs keep each other entertained and active all day long. I am so glad we went for two. Now, if they were bigger dogs, I might have to reevaluate. But with the two small dogs, they keep each other entertained and active all day long. It's
never
a great thing.
Happened with Charlotte. There's not any room for two.
But Doug, you don't need two dogs. Doug, you don't need another dog because you're down on your hands and knees like me all the time.
I am.
So we're just another dog. We're just another dog.
There's a visualization.
I don't even want to go there.
So there's a story floating around about dogs and the psychology, because you're a great pet psychologist. I thought you might want to tell people how to handle dogs when the young owners, the children, go back to school as they have. A lot of pets experience separation anxiety. How do you get beyond that?
Dogs suffer from cabin fever, no different than we do. And, all summer long, the kids have been home. Mom and dad might have been on vacation. The kids are playing with the dog. And then all of a sudden, September rolls around and everyone's gone. The dog has nothing to do but sit home and watch General Hospital. I'd pee on the floor. So the bottom line is this. We need to really make sure it's not the quantity of time you spend with your pet. It's quality. So more quality time, a run before you go to school. Play with them after school. Leave them plenty of things to play with. Leave the radio on for them, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Leave the radio on the Doug Stanford Good Day program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.